Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little gospel light, it reveals the grandest of all things, the greatest of all subjects. You see, light is a great revealer. All the hues and forms, all the colors and contrasts, all the tints and undertones, and even morning and evening time, all the splendors and the sublimities of earth would be forever hidden from us if it weren't for light. With light, that which was created by God in his glorious time of creation of this earth has enabled me and you to see. And God saw that it was good. With this light given us by God, we're enabled to view the glories of his great majesty, the mountains and the seas, the grasses and the trees, and that which is the greatest of all things to behold, the knowledge of him, the knowledge of God. Knowing our God and having been given the wisdom to understand him, the glory of the Lord lies upon this very altar today. We can see that. You and I have been shown a great light. We've been shown the mercies of him who loves us so dearly. We've been given this light of his truth. We have been shown such, and we have witnessed this great gospel light. We've been given such wisdom and understanding that we can both bask in the glory of the one true only Son of God, Jesus Christ, and so armed with this wisdom of his mighty glory and the mercy for all mankind, that we can share with other people this good news of Jesus Christ. So what is this little gospel light of mine? What does it reveal? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God. This little gospel light entering our souls makes God visible in the reality of our lives. He's the fountain of being, the source of all blessedness. Where this gospel light does not shine, the soul either ignores or denies him, or at most it only speculates about him, and at best has now and then just a fleeting vision of who God is. But under the radiance of this little gospel light, God is the reality of all realities. He is the fountain of all existence. He's the root of all sciences. In this light, we see God, and through him, we can then see and interpret his whole universe. With the birth of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, the morning star arose. The gospel light had dawned. In the days of Old Testament times, the prophet Isaiah wrote, he said, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." And now our Lord has indeed been born. And when our Lord began his ministry, the apostle Matthew wrote that the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region of and the shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. This little gospel light of mine, it points to Christ's glory. as the source of light and to his grace in the sharing of this life. Christ not only described himself as the morning star, but also declared that he gives the morning star to those who overcome all on that great and last day. The one who conquers and the one who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. And when earthen pots are broken in pieces, even as I myself have received authority from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. Christ will give us this light in abundance. And hear what Peter, impetuous Peter, our Lord's apostle, listen to what he says in his second epistle. He says, "And we have the prophetic word more fully confirmed, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts." What is Peter saying here? What is he saying? He's saying, listen to the word of God. He's saying, pay attention to what the Lord has to say. He's speaking to me and he's speaking to you. Listen to him. Are you going to hide that little gospel light of yours? Not me. I'm going to let it shine. For with this little light, the whole world can see the greatness of the Lord. And proclaiming the word of God is no better explained than by the Apostle Paul in our epistle today from his letter to the Corinthians. He said, "Yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him." This love has been exposed to me and to you. We've seen this great love of God. This secret God has kept hidden from the world and idols of this age. God has displayed this light in his word and in his son, Jesus Christ. And he's done all this for me and for you. Even our psalmist in our psalm today, he says, "Light dawns in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous." This little gospel light of mine, oh, how it's going to shine bright and clear in the word God wants you to hear today. To let his light shine. Let the world know of the salvation he has won for us through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. All of you, each and every one of you, share this light not only with the little ones that we have gathered here. It needs to be reinforced with them, surely, but share this light. Share this light with your neighbors and all of your family. Share this light when you're at the store or whether you're at work. Share this light of truth to those who have fallen and those who may have strayed away from the word of God. Share this light with the sick and with the needy. and share this wondrous news of Christ crucified with all the world. This little gospel light of mine, yeah, I'm going to let it shine all the time. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen. We rise.